Collaborating with Planet Earth, this time on Culture File, Scottish composer Erlen Cooper's latest project, Carve the Runes, Then Be Content with Silence, has involved letting the landscape of his native Orkney into the music in a dramatic fashion. Having written the piece, he recorded it on good old-fashioned magnetic tape and buried it on the island, digging it up a few years later and transcribing what was then on the tapes. He'll be bringing the result to Dublin for the National Concert Hall's Tradition Now Festival, and he spoke to Culturefile about the meaning of a unique, risky collab.
I recorded this piece and mixed it onto magnetic tape, so quarter-inch tape, and then deleted every digital file, so there only existed one copy. I took that copy and I dug a hole in Scotland, in Orkney, in the soil, and I planted it for 3 years. So the piece we played in the Barbican is a piece that represents a sort of meditation on value, patience, on landscape and time. And it's a collaboration with the natural world in some form. Magnetic tape doesn't like moisture, doesn't like salt, doesn't like sunlight. And by doesn't like, I mean these elements cause the ions to effectively come apart, so it disintegrates. But in that disintegration, I think there's sort of collaboration, you know, there's musicality as well. These sonic artifacts that are created from the process of planting the tape and the soil and the pH of the soil in particular interacting with the magnetic tape itself. They create these artifacts that when played back, if indeed you can play them back, sound quite curious to me. And there's a fragility and a poignancy to something that could have been lost forever. So the music could have been erased to silence. And the concept was that we would perform it, even if it was silent, from the earth, exactly as it sounds from the earth, as a nature's collaboration. That said, I think there's beauty in imperfection, and many, many artists go down that route. But for me, it was just an opportunity to, you know, have a sort of aleatoric element as a chance-based element to the writing. You know, I've collaborated with these wonderful musicians who've elevated these notes that anyone could write. And then the final collaboration is with the soil itself to see what it chooses to do. Does it erase it completely? Does it, are there dropouts of sound? Does the texture change? Does it become thicker, louder? And does it matter in a world of instant gratification when you can get anything you want or new music is released every Friday? You can order something online and have it the next day. It sort of asks the question, you know, what do we value in the arts? And, you know, projects like this festival that celebrate new music and collaborations are just a reminder of why we do things in the first place, I think, is to celebrate music and audiences coming together.
The idea of burying the tape and letting the landscape affect it kind of is an image of traditional music in a way that, you know, that when you begin to play that you're sort of excavating this thing that's old and buried.
Yeah, I mean, I've got a great interest and have for many years since I was a teen in folk music, and the work of folk collectors like Cecil Sharp or Ralph Vaughan Williams, who sort of went out in the landscape, into the field, and transcribed farmers and folk of the community, these melodies that had been passed down from generation, these songs. And I've got a great interest in that. So I suppose, yes, in some way, it's a bit like farming. Perhaps there's some sort of composting there going on.
In Folded Landscapes, you were involved with this, with Brian Eno's Earth Percent. Maybe tell people about that who don't know what that is, the Earth Percent.
Brian and the team came up with the idea for a way for songwriters to provide a percentage of the revenue of the royalties related to their composition, or pop song even, and find a way to channel it through to the right people, you know, those that are at perhaps board level making decisions that could utilise those funds, effectively exploring ways to, you know, conservation in any means, but at board level. So they use those resources to share. And 1%, let's say, for example, of a composition is very small, but multiple 1%s can have a grand impact, particularly if somebody's song reaches a wider audience. In fact, there's a lot of artists like myself who are sort of more independent, but I do wonder if the larger, you know, pop artists of the world, which is to contribute 1%, they could their work, by doing very little, it's just sharing something from the future, you know, future royalty collection, they could really make a big difference into that pot of royalties. It's also a sort of romantic or poetic view, because you're effectively saying that nature is a songwriter, is a co-composer, and I rather like that. I think it's got a nice ring to it.
The earthly collaborations of Erland Cooper there, and as I said, he'll be bringing Carve the Runes, Then Be Content with Silence, luckily that wasn't the case, to the National Concerts Hall's Tradition Now Festival, which runs from the 16th to the 17th of November 2024. nch.ie for all the infos.